This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 315. Before we get started, just wanted to wish you all a very happy new year. It's a great time of the year. It's a time to reflect back on some of the accomplishments that you've had, some of the challenges that you've overcome, and then looking forward to a bright new future. And of course, we all talk about New Year's resolutions, and today's subject is commitment. It's one of the four C's of mental toughness. And when you have a high level of commitment, you like to set goals, you like achieving them, you like to persevere. But one of the things with New Year's resolutions, on many reasons why they don't work, well, they do work, people don't know how to work them. So one of the first things to consider is many people go, well, I want to spend more time with my kids. I want to eat healthier. I want to lose weight. All of those are wonderful ideas, but what does it look like? There's no specificity behind it. If you spent one more minute with your kids, that goal would be accomplished. If you lost 1 pound, that goal would be accomplished. So we need to, these resolutions take such an abstract form that people don't know how to work towards them. They don't know how to make a commitment to it. So with commitment, it's we understand, or a person with a high level of commitment with mental strength, or even just a high level of mental toughness, understands that the commitment part is establishing smarter goals, very specific, and having them motivational, and having some steps to achieve it. They look at what resources they have. They look at what resources they need. So commitment is important. I wanted to use commitment today because of the new year. But a person who is high in commitment could also say that they have tenacity, persistence, perseverance, determination, and all those things we've seen in others. Yet, if we score low on it on our mental toughness assessment, there are things that we can do. And one of them is to set goals. The challenge here is that, again, most people don't know how to set goals. That we have to have that smarter. And I've talked about goals many, many, many times on these podcasts, and just go back and look for goals. I even have on blog posts. But the essence of being able to commit to a goal is we want to make it achievable. We want to make sure that we achieve it, but it's not too easy because we want to have the motivation behind it. The other is that, right, it has to be specific. So if we say we want to spend more time with our kids, we want to really say, I want to spend 4 hours a week with my kids, because right now I'm only doing 2 hours. So we have to get it very specific. And then we have to look at the motivational direction. Are we moving away from pain or towards pleasure? Moving away from pain will get us in action quickly, but it slowly diminishes, such as I want to lose 10 pounds or I want to lose 40 pounds. Well, you may start taking action immediately, but once you lose 10 pounds, that motivation goes down because now you're not really losing 40 pounds, you're losing 30, but you're still looking at 40. So you're moving away from the pain, and the more you move away from the pain, the more the motivation decreases. So we want to have a goal. We want to have a finish line as opposed to a starting line. So the finish line is I want to weigh 185. And so that would be a moving towards motivation. And these all help with commitment. Think about it. When you have a high level of commitment, you know that you could set any goal and you're going to accomplish it. You're going to do whatever it takes to achieve that goal, if it's worthwhile to you, if it motivates you. And this is the other thing about goal setting, is that sometimes we set goals based on what we think other people want us to achieve or do. and instead of ourselves. So we have to look at it from a perspective of, is this really my goal or is this somebody else's goal? If it's my goal, am I moving towards it? Am I motivated? Am I inspired by this goal? And some people love to have big, hairy, audacious goals and they set these big goals, but then subconsciously they know they're not going to hit it. And so they kind of just meander along and not committed to it because why should I commit to running a marathon if I know I'm never going to finish it? And so, yeah, I'm going to run a marathon. And then they just, that's too much for them to do. So it's okay to have a big, hairy, audacious goal, but then you need to chunk them down into smaller goals, right? It's like that concept of how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time. So we want to make sure if big goals inspire you, then do that. Think of yourself. Here's a perfect example. Where do you want to be January 1st, 2018? Where do you want to be? What do you want your life to look like? And then you can chunk them down into smaller goals, a 9-month goal, a 3-month, a 6-month goal, a 3-month goal, a 1-month goal. Then you can get that commitment level going there. If you're the type of individual that says, I don't set goals because I never stick with them, then you're not going to achieve much. Every successful person sets goals and is committed to it. They have a very high level of commitment. There are other tools that you can use in addition to goal setting to make sure your commitment level increases, and they can all be found out at mentalstrengthmastery.com. In there, there's the mental strength assessment, and there's a toolkit and a workbook for you to work on that commitment level. And when we start to make those goals and start to make the commitment towards reaching those goals, we'll feel better about ourselves and we'll be able to accomplish more and we'll be able to do things more. So go ahead and take a look at mentalstrengthmastery.com. You'll find out some information about how to take the assessment. Also, my online program, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, is very effective at building overall mental strength and mental toughness. And you can check that out by going to warriormindtraining.com. But the important thing here is to look at your commitment level and start setting goals. You have a couple of days to before the new year really starts in full swing. And sit down and look at what do you really want to accomplish in a year and start making those goals and commit to them. I know it's easy to say commit to them, but you have to figure out why do you want to commit to them? Why is that goal so important to you? What is your life going to be like when you achieve those goals? What is your life going to be like if you don't achieve those goals? Because we have to think about that too, is if we don't achieve these goals, we're just going to be in the same place. And if we're in the same place, this is the peak. This is the best you're ever going to get. And this is the best you're ever going to do. We need to have some goals to push us forward, to challenge us, to help us grow. And this is when we can have those goals, we then can commit to them. And when we can commit to them, we can accomplish them. And we can go ahead and change our life. We are then in control of our life, right? That was the other C that we talked about is control, controlling our life. When we can set goals and we can commit to them, we are then in a controlling place of our life. So with that, just wanted to say Happy New Year again to you. You can find more information at mentalstrengthmastery.com and also warriormindtraining.com. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.